What's up?
How you doing? Good.
Can I get us started?
Sure, go for it.
JJ Watt had mentioned earlier today a donation that you made to his hurricane relief. Obviously not something you were obviously looking for publicity for, but he mentioned it. I'm just curious, why was that important to you to contribute to his efforts?
I think everybody was pretty touched by what happened. So I've had a lot of friends down there, and I don't know. Just, yeah, I'd rather not comment too much. A lot of people need a lot of help.
Tom, you played Houston a lot recently, practiced with them. How much can that familiarity help you guys, or maybe help them, or
vice versa? Yeah, we played them a bunch, you know, last few years, and you know, practicing against them and knowing kind of their staff, and you know, they run similar systems offensively and defensive and special teams. It's, you know, a very tough, hard-nosed team. They have some incredible players, one of the best defense in the league. I mean, been in the top five for, you know, the last 3 years. They're really good, really talented. They play hard, they're disciplined, play a lot of fundamentals. You know, our coaches do a great job preparing them. So you know, it's just it's a good test. We played them in the playoffs last year. Probably wasn't our best game. They gave us a lot of challenges, and we're going to have to deal with them as well as we possibly can. It's a tough team to face. Go for it.
As much as you're playing their defensive guys on the field, how much are you playing their defensive coaching staff? Because those guys are kind of familiar with the way you play, and you kind of know the idea of how they're going to call different plays, whether it be Vrabel or Romeo.
Yeah, they yeah, I mean they know us pretty well. I mean, they've been here. They have, you know, I'd say intimate knowledge of everything we do and how we practice and how we teach and how we scout and all those things. So I think it's just a really good program they have. They have really good players practicing against them. And we made our fair share of plays. They made their fair share of plays. I'm sure that's the way it'll go this weekend, and hopefully we make more than them.
It doesn't sound like Coach Belichick is going to buy your book. He said he sees you every day. He doesn't need to read a book. Your thoughts on that?
You don't think he'd be helped by it?
I don't know.
Maybe
I'll give it to him for Christmas or something.
You look at, you know, every season is different. So far, it's only two games, but the test that you guys have had with injuries, I know you guys don't talk about injuries, but just how does that affect what you do, what you try to do, and getting through that as a team?
Yeah, I think it's a injuries really challenge every football team at some point in the year. Your depth is really challenged offensively, defensively, special teams. At some point, a lot of guys are called into action, whether it's guys on the practice squad or guys you bring off the street or during a game or during a, you know, over the course of time, and we've been challenged early. And hopefully, you know, we can use it as a positive in some ways, that other guys may get a lot of reps earlier in the year, and then when guys can get back, we can have more depth. I mean, I think that's the only positive, you know, way to look at those things. But you just got to do the best you can do. I mean, every team deals with it. They're dealing with some injuries as well. We are. It's just part of this long football season. It's always a long year. It's a marathon of a season, and you're going to have the ups and downs of guys being in and being out. You'd always love to be as healthy as possible, but you know, that's probably not the reality of you know, most teams.
Tom, winning at home, has it become tougher winning at home? You guys have only lost three games in the last 2 years, and they've all been at home.
I think which is we got to play better. I mean, at the end of the day, winning games is about how well you play, and it's not really where you play or it's just playing well for four quarters and playing consistent, dependable, and smart and tough and all the things we talk about. So we've got to do that this week. I mean, it's a team that really challenged you in all those areas. They're going to challenge us for four quarters. And, you know, we got to take, you know, a great approach, great attitude, great effort, great urgency, all the things that it takes against a really good football team that, like I said, it will be really well prepared. They're very good coaching, very good players, some of the best at their position the entire league. And you know, they have a style, and it's won for them for, you know, since Billy's been there. And they're gonna give us everything we can handle this weekend.
Tom, you said last year that, well, you kind of compared Von Miller to Lawrence Taylor. Where, as far as JJ Watt compared to a
do you have any comparisons to guys maybe you watched growing up or played against in the past?
JJ's, I mean, he's an exceptional player, and they move him around a lot. I'd say early in his career, he used to get a beat on kind of where he'd be, could help you out a little bit, but now they move him around so much, he's going to really face every guy that you have up front, be on both sides, be inside, be outside. They run a lot of games. They've got a lot of scheme stuff that they use to try to get their guys free in the front. But all those guys are exceptional athletes. JJ is an incredible player. He's been defensive player of the year how many times? 3 or 4? Something like that. He's got speed, quickness, power. He's got all the moves, got all the counters. He's just tough guy to block. And then you pair him with Whitney Mercilus, who's one of the most underrated players, I think, in the league in terms of rushing the passer and everything that he does to help that team. I know, you know, practicing against that guy, how good he is. And then with Jadavian, I mean, he's one of the most athletic guys in the league. He does some things that, you know, other people can't do, just size, speed, explosiveness. So all those guys in the same field at one time is a big problem for any offense. You don't want to be holding the ball too long because you know they're going to get home at some point. And I think that means we've got to really stay on track. We can't have many negative plays. We've just got to play a really consistent kind of football for, you know, the entire game. So thank you, guys.